Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mayor de Blasio says if people continue gathering despite orders not to, he might start enforcing those rules with fines of up to $500. Get-togethers haven't just been an issue in the city. Westchester County Executive George Latimer joining us on the Newsline. You've seen this become an issue at county parks as well, where people are showing up and standing a bit too close.
Kevin, it's a real problem, and I'm in a position where I'm going to shut down individual county parks if people don't follow the necessary rules. We have these parks for the benefit of people to enjoy. There's lots of things that are closed now, so I understand why people will want to go bicycling or hiking in a county park. But we just cannot have these mass gatherings of people. They generally are younger folks who, I guess, don't think that they're going to be impacted by this virus. But this is a killer virus. We've lost life in Westchester as well as in New York City. We have a high number of positive cases in Westchester County, and we just can't afford to spread the virus. So to the extent that anyone from Westchester County is listening and goes to any of our county parks, they must practice social distancing. This is not a joke. This is not an option. We're not asking you nicely. We will shut the parks down as necessary to prevent people from using it, not because we're mean-spirited, but because we cannot spread this virus by people being in close quarters.
One of the reasons we've heard leaders in the state like yourself enforcing this point is that we have seen some slight progress. Numbers there in Westchester County provided by Governor Cuomo suggesting that the rate of infection has slowed. Have you seen that progress on the ground level?
Well, there has been some progress, notably in New Rochelle, which was the first community to test. They had a high spike at the very beginning of our process. And in New Rochelle, the numbers have flattened out. They're still growing, but they're not growing as fast as they are in other parts of the county. And I credit it in New Rochelle to the shutdown of certain services, which now are statewide. But we're still dealing with the fact, and this is the reason for the parks concern, is that there's still people who, you know, are clustering. You know, we shut down bars and restaurants and bowling alleys and movie theaters. If they cluster in a public park, which is a good place to recreate, but if they're in close quarters with each other and they're they're close enough to pass on the virus, then they're undermining all the other things that we shut down. So it really comes down to people using common sense. And if they can't use common sense, then we're going to have to impose other restrictions, which we don't want to do, but we will do because human life is at stake here.
We saw the first cases in the state of New York there in Westchester. For those who were sick and have now recovered, we've heard from some of them. How will they know it's okay to come out?
Well, New York State has set healthcare policy for those who would then reenter society. And they've asked, they've mandated that there be at least two tests that occur at the end of the isolation period and that the individuals would test negative. Now, I think they're assessing that policy. If they change the policy, that's the policy that Westchester will follow because the state really is calling the shots in this matter. We hope that they take a close look at it because, you know, we do want to have people, once they've identified that they have beaten this virus, that they can resume their normal life. It becomes an incentive for people to isolate. It says, well, if I do 14 days and I'm asymptomatic when this is over, then I can resume my normal life rather than an open-ended isolation that might make them just skip the whole thing and try to muscle through it. And in that process, perhaps infect other people.
And just one last quick question. You mentioned potentially shutting down specific parks if people don't practice those social distancing rules. Did you have any parks in mind, any parks that have been trouble spots?
Well, yes, I think Kensico Dam Plaza, which is a beautiful wide open area right at the base of the Kensico Dam. It's about mid-county, slightly below mid-county, is a wonderful gathering place. We have ethnic festivals there all summer long. Unfortunately, it's one of the places where people have been gathering and have been unwilling to separate. We also have a terrific area right along the Sound Shore, which is where I live. Playland Amusement Park is closed, but the boardwalk and the beach are open for people to walk and to stroll. It's a lovely thing to do, but it's not lovely if you're in groups of 25 people all nestled together like you're in a subway car. So we're going to have to try our best to enforce these laws today, perhaps tomorrow. And if we have success, that's great. If we don't have success, I'm going to be forced to close some of these places.
That's Westchester County Executive George Latimer on the Newsline. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.